This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
David described a very sad situation in Psalm 36. When men and women turn their backs on God, they've chosen a path that spirals downward into the depths of depravity. Here's what he wrote.
An oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked person. Dread of God has no effect on him. For with his flattering opinion of himself, he does not discover and hate his iniquity. The words from his mouth are malicious and deceptive. He has stopped acting wisely and doing good. Even on his bed he makes malicious plans. He sets himself on a path that is not good, and he does not reject evil.
These are the words of David. But centuries later, Paul elaborated on this reality in the opening chapter of Romans and quoted David to make this point. There's no fear of God before their eyes. Well, the good news is that Jesus Christ provided salvation for all mankind. Though the wages of sin is death, Paul explained in the chapters to follow that the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. And consequently, we must extend God's love and grace to those who are deceived. Listen to Paul's words in his letter to Titus. Remind them to be kind to all people, for we too were once foolish, deceived, enslaved by various passions, living in malice and envy, hateful and detesting one another. Let's always remember this principle to live by. As those who've been saved by God's grace, we're to demonstrate concern for those who are lost and held captive by the power of sin.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essential Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.